Welcome to the Chad Taylor Radio Show. Here's Chad Taylor.
Joining me on the show today, when you only have 10 minutes and you have the resume that this guy has, there's a lot of ground to cover. He's a star of the small and big screen. He's a champion for epilepsy. He's now written a graphic novel. I mean, the guy does everything, and he's hilarious. His name is Greg Grunberg. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing well. Man, I got to live up to that? Are you kidding me? You could have just said, I got some schlub on the line. Let's low expectations, my friend.
You have to admit, though, what an incredible resume. And everybody that I've talked to in the business, I got a lot of friends around the country, and anybody that's had you on their show, whether it be a podcast or on the radio show, just says awesome things about you.
Oh, thank you. I'm like a little kid. It's ridiculous what we get to do. It's ridiculous what you guys get to do. I mean, come on, think about it. You wake up in the morning and you make people feel good and you're talking all day. I mean, it's better than working, you know, underground in a coal mine. So I appreciate every moment. And right now, you know, it's Epilepsy Awareness Month and Star Wars is coming out. And I've got a great fundraiser for that. I've got, you know, Castle Rock that's on Hulu right now. So it's like, it's a great time to obviously talk to you guys. It's always a good time, but to get the word out about epilepsy is it's perfect timing.
So for those that are listening and they're like, okay, I know the name, I'm going to run by just a couple of the highlights here for them. Of course, Heroes, which is why Adam is joining us today, a big fan of NBC's Heroes. Snap Wexley in Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Phil in A Star Is Born, my wife's favorite movie. Felicity, Alias, Masters of Sex, even Lost. You had a small role also in Star Trek.
Yeah, I mean, I played the voice of Kirk's evil stepdad in one of the movies, and then there was an opportunity for me to play Commander Finnegan in Beyond, and so I grabbed that. You know, they were like, do you want to play this? And J.J. Abrams and I have known each other since we were four. You know, we're oldest friends in the world. He's like my brother, and so we jump at every opportunity to work together. And then now, over the years, anybody associated with him or me, you know, we'll cross paths all the time and look for opportunities to work together. As an actor, you know, you're constantly just kind of groveling and going, hey, is there anything right for me in this movie? Or I heard you're doing this project. I'd love to be in it. And, you know, there are very few people in your life that you can I feel comfortable calling up and going, all right, what am I doing? We have to make this happen. And they feel the same way. And that's the way JJ is with me. And I'm very lucky because he's probably, I think, one of the most talented filmmakers out there. And so it's happened over and over again. I've left the nest a couple of times for, you know, Heroes and other projects. But yeah, Star Wars is insane. Like, to be a part of that, to be a part of Star Trek, these are iconic. These are things that people, we all grew up with. And so, like, the other day, I have on my Twitter feed, people can see, I have a time-lapse video of me building my own Lego toy. It's like, what the hell is going on in the world, you know? I just love it, man. I'm loving it so much, and I've got this opportunity. Dude, people can win an opportunity to come to the premiere of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, with me, walk the red carpet, see the movie, go to the party, get flown out to L.A., get put up at a hotel. I mean, it's amazing. Disney and Lucasfilm and Bad Robot, they've given me two tickets to raise money for epilepsy. So people can go to omaze.com/Greg, omaze.com/Greg, see my silly video where I'm telling people how excited I am. Hopefully they're, you know, I know they're already, the response has been tremendous. So go there, and this is real. Like, you will have a chance to win the, you know, to join me on the carpet. So it's stuff like that I just love doing.
With Star Wars in mind, I just got to ask about being the guy that played the Beastie Boys in Star Trek Beyond.
Exactly. How cool is that? I know how to do it. Here we go. And they play the music. I mean, it's just, that's the best.
Well, when you say that, hey, JJ, is there anything in there for me? Yeah, I need you to be the commander of the station that broadcasts the Beastie Boys to destroy an incoming alien army. It's like, sure, why not? Let's do this.
That was one where they were like, look, there's this, you know, Commander Finnegan. By the way, it didn't have the name Finnegan. And I know you know that's a reference to Commander Finnegan, actually, from the original series, who was this guy that kind of went fisticuffs and toe-to-toe with Kirk. And so it was great. We were on the set, and they were like, you know, I said, I don't have a name. I mean, I'm the commander of Yorkville, in Yorktown. I've got to have a name. And so I said, what about Finnegan? And it worked out great because he was older than Kirk, and just for the fans to be able to have something to reference, like, like that. And for me to be a geek, and my buddy Ken Loenberg, who's this huge Trekkie, he tipped me off to that, and they went for it. And, you know, stuff like that, bringing it full circle, being a fan and also having a little bit of an imprint and a stamp on it. And then to be in it is insane, man. It's like, you know, there were a couple times where we're shooting Star Wars, and J.J. cuts and comes over to me and goes, dude, you're like watching the movie, in the movie. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is Harrison Ford. And Harrison laughs. And I mean, it's like we're having a good time. Everybody, Bob Iger, man, the guy, the brilliant mind behind Disney, Bob Iger comes to visit the set and wants to, this is on Force Awakens, and wanted to, and took selfies with like C-3PO with Anthony Daniels and all these people. Like,
that's great.
Everybody feels the same way about this.
The question I wanted to ask is, and I know they're super secretive about, you know, everything that comes out. What's been kind of the word around that maybe possibly a couple of the images of the ending has hit the web already?
I haven't. That's actually news to me. I would absolutely.
You know, that sounds exactly like something Disney would say.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you right now, that's insane, and there's no chance. I mean, look, it's great. It's great PR, I'm sure, for that to be swirling around. And honestly, I'd never even heard about that. I got to check that out. But there is absolutely zero chance of that happening. J.J., Bad Robot, Kathy Kennedy, Lucasfilm, they're so good at keeping things inside that mystery box, as J.J. calls it, you know, and teasing out just enough that satisfies us all, and we know, okay, this is going to be epic, but never giving away even, I would think, one hundredth of the surprises and twists and turns that are in store for people. I know what's coming, and I would never say anything. There's no way. Like, why spoil that for people?
We're counting down the days, and if I'm correct, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker will be right before Christmas.
December 20th. I'd already bought tickets, and that's for the night before, so like that Thursday night, they're having... you know, so you can go and buy tickets. It broke all kinds of records, you know, the pre-sales and everything. And but you want to see it before that? Here's my plug. You want to see it before that? Go to the premiere with me. Go to omaze.com/Greg. We're raising money for the Epilepsy Foundation. And there's, you really, someone will really win this. Go and enter.
Also, we got to touch on Castle Rock. This is now season two for you, right?
Yes, season two of Castle Rock. And I was not in season one. It's kind of an anthology as far as the seasons go. So they have amazing actors in season one this year. This season is Lizzie Kaplan and Tim Robbins and a bunch of other people. Lizzie and I did a show called Masters of Sex on Showtime previous to this. I guest starred on her show a number of episodes. And the same is true here. I play the sheriff of Castle Rock. And you can imagine with all of the incredible characters, you know, crossing paths in Castle Rock from all of the Stephen King work. It's just very creepy and very, very cool. And, you know, it's a great... I love working with these incredible actors. I've been very, very lucky. And then when I work with you... You know that we become friends, and I turn to them to help me support my causes and stuff. And it's great that this is Epilepsy Awareness Month, too, because there's so much misinformation out there. There's so much stigma attached to epilepsy. To have Star Wars and Castle Rock and everything associated with it. I'm doing work with VNS therapy, which is a therapy, which is a little device that my son, when he was 7, he started having seizures. He's 23 now, and he's doing well. And that's an example of something that people don't, you know, a lot of people, they need to know that therapy's out there, that CBD that is out there, that, you know, they need to take their medicine on time. And I have a website called talkaboutit.org. It's got all the information in it, and I work hand-in-hand with the Epilepsy Foundation. So it's all good. It helps me get the word out.
Now, Castle Rock, the second season, it's already out on Hulu, right? It's streaming now?
It is, yeah. Season one is available, the whole season. And I think we just dropped episode 5 yesterday for season 2. And there's 10 episodes, I believe. And it's really good. It's binge-worthy. I mean, it's just one of those so well done. The quality, you can imagine. It's J.J. Abrams and Stephen King. thing. So, and then the showrunners are just brilliant. The actors are great, and huge budget, like really a quality show.
It's amazing as we sit here and chat, and all the names just in 5 minutes that have come out that you get to work with: J.J. Abrams, Stephen King, you know,
Harrison Ford.
Do you just pinch yourself at night, going, "You got to be kidding me! How did I stumble into this stuff?"
Well, when I get off the phone, you're going to be like, "What a putz! How many names did he drop? He's crazy."
No, not at all. In fact, I'm going to be like, "That's the guy I want to go have a beer with." And, like, pick his brain.
Oh, dude, anytime. I pitch myself all the time. I'm reminded of it when I'm out and about, or, you know, I go to Comic-Cons all the time. I have a band that plays Comic-Cons and stuff. And every time I'm at these Comic-Cons, people come up. They want me to sign my graphic novel. They want me to sign this, sign that. And it reminds me of all these projects that I've been fortunate. I worked with Al Pacino, drop another, you know, God in the business, on a movie called Paterno on HBO.
I forgot about Paterno, but it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was really good. Hard to watch. The subject matter to get a grips with, you know, to watch. But I'm just very, very fortunate. I love to work. I'll do a little movie. I'll do a big movie. If it's good and good people are involved, I'd say yes before I even know what I'm supposed to do. I just love it.
Well, you're a good guy, man. I tell you, for all the philanthropy you do, of course, you touched on it a little while ago, how you got involved. Your son had started having seizures, and you have just raised a lot of money and a lot of awareness for it, and that's got to make you feel good.
It makes me feel good. It's you know, selfishly, I say selfishly, but it really, my wife and I, to be proactive, to actually do something, it's such a helpless feeling, and to hold your child when they're having a seizure, you just want it to stop. You want to do something. You want to be proactive, and seizures are really a scary thing because it's like an earthquake waiting to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. Sometimes there are, with certain people, there are triggers, you know, light sensitivity or, stuff like that, lack of sleep, diet, somebody, or drugs, if somebody's doing drugs or something. But with our son, I mean, his brain, we're told, is perfectly normal. Everything's fine. There's no seizure. There's no scar. There's no tumor, nothing. And yet he's having a terrible time with seizures until we got it under control. So it's, as a parent, you just want to do something. And I saw a long time ago, this was just something people didn't talk about. And you see, like, you know, one of my heroes, Michael J. Fox, comes out and says, no, this is who I am. We need to get a handle on this. And I kind of learned from that and said, there needs to be a face. Thank God I don't have epilepsy, but I there are so many people out there that need a voice, and I'm proud to be one of those voices. And hopefully we're removing the stigma and we're helping people.
Just to make sure we recap so everybody knows, Castle Rock Season 2 premiere streaming on Hulu. Of course, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker in theaters December 20th, which is going to be amazing. Hit that website real quick so folks, if they want to go to the premiere with you and party like a rock star, they can do that.
Yeah, go to omaze.com/Greg right now and enter. It just dropped. There's about 25 more days left until we pull a winner and decide who's coming with me. It's two people, so it's you and a friend. So enter as many times as you want at omaze.com/Greg. And guys, thank you so much for having me on.
Of course, and pick up the graphic novel, Dream Jumper. And Greg, you're all over social media. Yeah. Do you want to throw that out so people keep up to speed with you?
Absolutely. Thank you. Follow me on Twitter, at Greg Grunberg on Twitter, and then the same is on Instagram and Facebook. And we're doing a live telethon for epilepsy, 4 hours of your favorite celebrities, your favorite musicians. We got a bunch of information about epilepsy and stuff, but it's really going to be entertaining, raise a lot of money and awareness. And that's Saturday from 2 until 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it'll be on CBS local stations across the country, plus Twitter and YouTube. But go to epilepsy.com/live. epilepsy.com/live.
We thank you so much for your time today, and Sox and I are going to come out to L.A. and hang out with you and have a beer.
Dude, I'll pay for it. How about that? Thank you.
The trip? Awesome. Thanks, Greg.
He meant just the beer.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Chad Taylor Radio. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform.